Of course, and it's very, very clear for many reasons. Publicly, the revelations by Snowden and WikiLeaks, which and now we know that the whole thing started in 2010, when Dilma was elected. Dilma won was elected in at the end of 2010, even before she took office. The NSA spying on her new cabinet, and then on the palace, on her own cell phone, for that matter, started. And then it went to Petrobras special. So it's a mix of two extremely important factors: the discovery of the pre-salt oil reserves, which are evaluated anything between 20 trillion to 30 trillion US dollars of unexplored oil. So it's much bigger than anything in Kazakhstan, in the Middle East, etc. And the fact that Lula was one of the key drivers of the founding and the expansion of BRICS. This is also something that I also discussed with Celso Amorim, his foreign minister. The inventors of BRICS were Celso and Sergey Lavrov. And Celso had told me before the story of how they got together and they decided to create BRICS. And Lula was the driving force, much more than Hu Jintao at the time and Medvedev in Russia. Lula was coming with the agenda, and Hu Jintao and Medvedev were okay. We love it, you know. And now Xi Jinping and Putin basically are doing what Lula proposed in the past decade. The thing is, when this thing start rolling in the late 2000s, in fact, the U.S. deep state made the connection. This guy, okay, he's very popular. You know, he gets along with Wall Street. He's a leader in the global south, but he's very dangerous.